The Autobiography of George Mueller, this is Chapter 6, Part 8, being read by Peter John Parises, also known as Brian Dean. Picking up in 1841, November 13th, Saturday. This morning, I took 1 shilling out of the box in my house. This 1 shilling was all there was towards the need of today. Pause, dear reader, for a few moments. Consider that there are more than 100 persons to be provided with everything they require. Consider that there is no money in hand. And consider also that this is the case not once nor twice in the course of the year, but very frequently. It is not precious, is it not precious, under such circumstances, to have the living God as a father to go to, who is ever able and ever willing to help, as may be really needed? And to this privilege, every one has a title who believes in the Lord Jesus, just as such a child of God. Galatians 3:26. For though all the believers in the Lord Jesus are not called upon to establish orphan houses, schools for poor children, etc., and trust in God for means, yet all believers, according to the will of God, concerning them in Christ Jesus, may cast, and ought to cast, all their cares upon Him who careth for them, and need not be anxious concerning about anything, as is plainly to be seen from 1 Peter 5:7, Philippians 4:6, Matthew 6:25-34. Under these circumstances of need, a silver watch, which only yesterday afternoon had become the property of the orphan fund, was disposed of, whereby we were helped through the expenses of the day. The coals are almost gone in each of the houses. Every article of provision, etc., is likewise much reduced. Truly, we are exceedingly poor. Nevertheless, there are the necessity provisions till Monday morning, and thus we were brought to the close of another week. This afternoon, all the laborers met for prayer. November 14th. When we met again this afternoon for prayer, we had reason to pray, for the Lord had sent in means. This morning there was given to me £5.06 had come in by sales of articles. November 16th, the last 4 days we have daily met for prayer, there being no means to pay the teachers in the day schools. Besides this, we need a stove in one of the school rooms, also some Bibles and tracts. Today I received £2 from a brother at Exmouth. As only 2 shillings had been given yesterday for the orphans, there was this morning, again, only 4 shillings 6 dimes in hand, which between 10 and 11 o'clock I was on the point of sending to the orphan houses, having been called on for money. While I was writing the note to that effect, I received a post office order for £3 from a brother at Barnstaple, which was again a most precious deliverancy, as our stores had been in every way much reduced. About 2 hours later, I received £4 more from a brother at Exmouth, and the half of which was for the orphans and the other half for the other objects. Through the same brother, who was sent with Luke 22:32, £1 for the orphans. November 24th, we have been daily meeting for prayer the last 12 days. Today, just before I was going to the meeting, one of some articles which came yesterday was sold for £2 2 shillings, which some supplied us with means for today. The donors may not have thought, perhaps, that their bounty would so soon be needed. When I came to the prayer meeting, I heard of a little circumstance which is worthy of notice. The infant orphans took a walk this morning with their teacher. A poor woman came to her whilst they were walking and gave her 2 pence for the benefit of the orphans, adding, "It is but a trifle, but I must give it to you." Now, one of these 2 pence had been needed by the time I came to make up the little sum which was required for the bread. December 1st. Again, many shillings were needed for this day. At the boys' orphan house, matters so stood in the morning that with an addition of 8 pence, the dinner could be provided. but there was only 7 pence in hand. Brother B, having heard that something had been put last evening in the box at the girls' orphan house, went, and it was found to be 1 penny, which an aged sister had put in, whereby the present need was supplied. Each, even the gift of this 1 penny, was thus evidently under the ordering of our kind Father, who, not in anger, but for the trial of our faith, keeps us so poor. But about 10 o'clock this morning, there was sent half a sovereign. In a letter was written, "From the wife of a clergyman for the orphan houses." This donation was truly sweet, as coming from our faithful Lord, though it was not nearly enough. But he had pity on us, and sent in still further today, by the sale of stockings, 5 shillings, and by the sale of other articles, 12 shillings. December 7th, 3 weeks and 3 days, we have now been daily meeting for prayer, on account of the state of the funds, and to ask the Lord's blessing upon the work. We have been daily asking Him to supply us with the means for the school, Bible, missionary, and tract fund. Now, today, in this our great poverty, there was sent by a sister whom I have never seen the sum of 50 pounds, of which, according to her wish, 10 pounds be applied to each of these objects and 10 pounds for the orphans. Thus the Lord had been pleased to send us a little help, which is greatly needed for all the objects, for the teachers have had only as much as was absolutely needful. The Bible stock is almost entirely exhausted. The tract stock is quite exhausted, and to some missionary brethren we greatly desired to send help, but were unable to do so. Nevertheless, even now, we are waiting upon the Lord for further supplies. When this money came, there was none at all in hand for the orphans, though fresh supplies were much needed. By this 10 pounds, then, the Lord has again helped us for the present. December 9th. We are now brought to the close of the 6th year of this part of the work. When this money came, there was none at all in hand for the orphans, though fresh supplies were much needed. By this 10 pounds, then, the Lord has again helped us for the present. December 9th, we are now brought to the close of the 6th year of this part of the work, having only in hand the money which has been put by for the rent. But during the whole of this year, we have been supplied with all that was needed. Postpones publication of report. During the last 3 years, we had closed the accounts on this day and had a few days after some public meetings at which, for the benefit of the hearers, we stated how the Lord had dealt with us during the year and the substance of what had been stated at these meetings were afterwards printed for the benefit of the church at large. This time, however, it appeared to us better to delay for a while both the public meetings and the publishing of the report. Through grace, we had learned to lean upon the Lord only, being assured that if we never were to speak or write one single word more about this work, yet should we be supplied with means as long as he should enable us to depend on Himself alone. But whilst we neither had had those public meetings for the purpose of exposing our necessity, nor had had the account of the Lord's dealing with us published for the sake of working thereby upon the feelings of the readers, and thus inducing them to give money, but only that we might, by our experience, benefit other saints. Yet it might have appeared to some that, in making known our circumstances, we were actuated by some such motives. What better proof before we could give to our depending upon the living God alone, and not only public meetings or printed reports? And not upon public meetings or printed reports, then that in the midst of our deep poverty, instead of being glad for the time to have come when we would make known our circumstances, we still went on quietly for some time longer without saying anything. We therefore determined, as we sought and still seek in this work, to act for the profit of the saints generally, to delay both the public meetings and the report for a few months. Naturally, we should have been, of course, as glad as anyone to have exposed our poverty at that time, but spiritually, we were enabled to delight even then in the prospect of the increased benefit that it might be derived by the church at large from our acting as we did. December 18th, Saturday morning. There is now the greatest need, and only 4 dimes in hand, which I found in the box at my house, and I fully believe that God will supply us this day, also with all that is required. Pause a few moments, dear. Reader, observe 2 things. We acted for God in delaying the public meetings and the publishing of the report. But God's way leads always into trial, so far as sight and sense are concerned. Nature always will be tried in God's way. The Lord was saying by this poverty, I will now see whether you truly lean upon me and whether you truly look to me. Of all the seasons that I had ever passed through, since I had been living in this way up to that time, I never knew any period in which my faith was tried so sharply as during the 4 months from December 12, 1841, to April 12, 1842. But observe further. We might even now have altered our minds with respect to the public meetings and publishing the report, for no one knew our determination at this time concerning the point. Nay, to the contrary, we knew with what delight very many children of God were looking forward to receiving further accounts. But the Lord kept us steadfast in the conclusions at which we had arrived. Now, to return on Saturday, December 18th, evening. The Lord has been very kind to us this day. In the course of the morning, 6 shillings came in. We had thus, with what provisions there were in hand, all that was needed for the dinner, but no means to provide for the next meal in the afternoon. A few minutes after the laborers had met together for prayer this morning, there was given to me of them a sovereign for himself. By means of this, all that was needed for tea could be procured. Another laborer gave 3 shillings, 6 dimes, and 2 books, which were sold for 4 shillings. There came in still further in the course of the afternoon and evening by sale of articles, 14 shillings, 4 dimes. Thus, when we again met in the evening for prayer, we found that the supplies had amounted to 2 pounds, 8 shillings, 2 dimes, enough for all that was required today. But one thing more is to be noticed respecting this day. I was informed that 3 more of the orphans had been recently brought to the knowledge of the truth. We have now been meeting daily for prayer during the last 5 weeks, and thus the Lord has not merely heard our prayer respecting the funds, but has also blessed these children. December 23rd. This is now the 6th week that the laborers in the day schools and orphan houses have daily met for prayer. Several precious answers we have already received since we began to meet as regards pecuniary supplies, fresh instances of conversion among the children, etc. One of our petitions has been that the Lord would be pleased to furnish us with means for a stove at Callows Hill Street schoolroom. But though we had often mentioned this matter before the Lord, he seemed not to regard our request. Yesterday afternoon, whilst walking in my little garden and meditating and praying, I had an unusual assurance that the time was now come when the Lord would answer our request, which arose partly from my being able to believe that he would send the means, and partly from the fact that the answer could no longer be delayed without prayer having failed in this matter, as we could not assemble the children again after the Christmas vacation without there being a stove put up. And now, dear reader, observe, this morning I received from A.B. 20 pounds, and we have thus much more than is required for a stove. December 31st, the Lord has sent me for my temporal supplies during this year, 238 pounds, 11 shillings, 1¾ dime. I have been richly supplied with all I needed. Yea, I have had much more than I needed. 1842, January 1st. Last night, we had our usual prayer meeting at the close of the year, which this time lasted from 7 in the evening till 12:30. January 3rd, on the 1st, £1.07.6 came in for the orphans, and on the 2nd, £10.13.7. And today there came in from Plymouth, £6, from Exmouth, £5, from a sister in Bristol, £5, and from the East Indies, £2. I have by this £30.01.1 been enabled, as it had been my prayer, to give some money to the 5 sisters who labor in the orphan houses for their own personal necessities. January 4th, as we have often found it to be the case, so it is now, after a season of more than usual poverty, comes a time of more than usual abundancy. But the expenses have been great also, for within the last 25 days I have paid out about £100. January 25th, there was now again this morning nothing in the hand for the orphans. About 10 o'clock there was sent to me, as the produce of an orphan box, a small necklace, an old sixpence, and 5 sterling 6 dimes. There came in also by sale of stockings, 3 shillings 9 dimes. As for 9 shillings 5 dimes was not enough, the boxes in the orphan houses were open. They contained 17 shillings 2 dimes. And thus we were again supplied. Perhaps, dear reader, you have said in your heart before you have read thus far, how would it be, suppose the funds for the orphans were reduced to nothing, and those who were engaged in the work had nothing of their own to give, and a meal time were to come, and you had no food for the children? Thus indeed it may be, for our hearts are desperately wicked. If ever we should be so left to ourselves, as that either we depend no more upon the living God, or that we regard iniquity in our hearts, then such a state of things we have reason to believe would occur. But so long as we shall be enabled to trust in the living God, and so long as, though falling short in every way of what we might be and ought to be, we are at least kept from living in sin, such a state of things cannot occur. January 29th, 2 sovereigns which came in on the 27th supplied our need yesterday. When I had again nothing in hand to meet today's necessities, a sister came last evening and brought me £1.06, a sovereign from another sister, and 6 shillings from herself. She said, I do not know whether the orphans have a dinner for tomorrow or not, but I had no rest in delaying to bring this money. I had but just then come home from a meeting, and had on the way to my house been lifting up my heart to the Lord, that he should be pleased to remember our need. My dear reader, do you indeed recognize the hand of God in all these instances? I have given incident after incident. I have brought before you not this particular case, nor another particular case, but I have purposely shown you how we have fared day after day in our poverty, in order that you may adore the Lord for his goodness to us, and that you yourself may be led to depend upon him for everything, should you not have done so before. I affectionately beseech you not to take these instances as a matter of course. Say not in your heart, this is a charitable institution. Persons know that the maintenance of these many orphans and the support of these day schools, etc., cost much money, and therefore they will contribute. Nor suffer Satan to rob you of the blessing which the account of the Lord's faithfulness to us and his readiness to listen to our supplications is calculated with God's blessing to communicate to you by allowing you to whisper into your ears that because the reports are read by many, donations will of course be coming in, and that not at all at once, but gradually, and that this is the way we are supplied. Dear reader, it is not thus. Suppose we have been for some time on the whole bountifully supplied. Suppose now all is gone. Suppose the expenses are great, but very little comparatively is coming in. What shall we do now? If we took goods on credit, or if we made known our necessities at such times to the liberal Christians who have means and who are interested in the work in our hands, then, humbly speaking, there might be little difficulty. But we neither take goods on credit, nor do we speak to anyone about our need, but we wait upon God. Now, suppose our expenses are, week after week, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, or 60 pounds. How are the means to come? Persons might still give, yea, many persons might still give, but it might just happen so that all the donations that are received at the time when our expenses are most heavy are very small donations. What shall we do then? Sometimes the outgoings have been so great that if I had sold everything I possessed, I could not thereby have met the expenses of 2 weeks. What then is to be done? We wait upon God, and He always helps us, and has done so now, in example, in 1981, for more than 45 years with references to the orphans, and for more than 47 with reference to the other parts of the work. February 8th. So far as I know, these 3 years and 7 months since first the funds were exhausted, we were never in greater poverty. And if the Lord were not to send means before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, His name would be dishonored. But I am fully assured that He will not leave us. Evening. The Lord has not yet been pleased to send us what is needed for tomorrow, but He has given us a fresh supply, fresh proof that He is mindful of us. Between 4 and 5 o'clock this afternoon, He sent 9 plum cakes, which a sister had ordered to be baked as a treat for the orphans. These cakes were an encouragement to me to continue to look out for further supplies. There was also found in the boxes at the orphan houses 2 shillings, 1.5 dimes, and 1 shilling, 4 dimes came in for stockings. These little donations are most precious, but they are not enough to meet the need of tomorrow. Yea, before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we need more money to be able to take in the milk. Truly, we are poorer than ever. But though through grace, my eyes look not at the empty stores and the empty purse, but to the riches of God alone. February 9th. This morning, I went between 7 and 8 o'clock to the orphan houses to see whether the Lord had sent in anything. When I arrived there, we had just 2 or 3 minutes before sent help. A brother, in the going to his house of business this morning, had gone already about 1/2 mile when the Lord was pleased to lay the orphans upon his heart. He said, however, to himself, I cannot well return now, but will take something this evening, and thus he walked on. Nevertheless, he could not go any further, but felt himself constrained to go back and to take to the boys' orphan house 3 sovereigns. The doctor himself stated this to me afterwards. Thus the Lord in His faithfulness helped us. Help was never more truly needed, for our poverty was never greater. Nor did the help of the Lord ever come more manifestly from Himself, for the brother was gone on a good distance, and it was between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was so short a time before money was needed. Consider this, beloved reader, and with us praise the Lord. Praise Him particularly that He enabled us to trust in Him in this trying hour. February 12th, Saturday. Never since the funds were for the first time exhausted had there come in less during any week than during this. We were only able to supply the absolute necessities, but this we were enabled to do. When the meal times came, the Lord always provided what was needful, and considering the great distress there is now almost everywhere, our dear orphans are very well provided for. Now, this day began not only without there being anything in hand, but our stores were greatly reduced, and we had to procure provisions for 2 days. One of the laborers gave 5 shillings in the morning to provide the means to take in milk. I collected together some pamphlets which had been given for sale to dispose of them, and they were sold about 11 o'clock for 4 shillings. There came in also, by the sale of stockings, 3 shillings, and 12 shillings was paid on behalf of one of the orphans. Thus we were provided with means to procure dinner, and had a little towards purchasing bread, but by no means enough. All the laborers were together in prayer from 11:30 till 1, and we separated comfortably with the purpose of meeting again in the evening. When I came home, there was given to me an old broken silver pencil case, which, though worth very little, I took as a fresh proof that our Father was mindful of our need. When we met again this evening, we found that 4 shillings had come in. As all this was not enough, a few old and needless articles were disposed of for 4 shillings, and also the broken pencil case for 6 dimes. A laborer was also still further able to give 7 shillings of his own. To one of the laborers, 2 shillings had been owed by a certain individual for more than a 12-month, which, being paid just now and given by him for the orphans, came in most seasonably. Thus we had £1.18 6 dimes, as much as was needful to procure provisions till after breakfast on Monday morning. However, the Lord helped still further. Between 8 and 9 this evening, after we had been together for prayer and had now separated, some money was given to one of the laborers for himself, by which means he was able to give 9 shillings, so that altogether £2.7 6 dimes had come in this day. This had been, of all the weeks during the last 3 years and 7 months, one of the most trying. Thanks to the Lord who has helped us this day also. Thanks to Him for enabling us already this morning when we meet for prayer to praise Him for the deliverance, which we were sure He would work. February 19th, Saturday. Our means were now again completely spent. Our provision stores were perhaps even more exhausted than on any previous Saturday. There was not the least human likelihood of obtaining means for sufficient provisions for this one day, and much less for 2 days. When I went before breakfast to the orphan house, I found a letter from Nottingham containing 1 shilling, which had arrived last evening. This was not only a sweet proof that our Father remembered our need, but it was also like an earnest that He would supply us this day also with all we require. In the course of the morning came in by sale of stockings 4 shillings 11 dimes. In the box at my house I found 1 shilling. One of the laborers gave 4 shillings 10 dimes. Thus we were provided with those things which were absolutely needful for this day. We met between 11 and 12 o'clock for prayer. When we met again in the evening, a second letter had arrived from Nottingham with another shilling. This was a further sweet proof of our Father's loving remembrance of our need. But with all this, we were still without any means to provide bread for tomorrow, the Lord's Day. At about 8, I separated from my fellow laborers as I expected Brother R.C. Chapman to arrive a little after 8 at my house. I therefore requested one of the brothers to go with me in order to take back to the orphan houses what the Lord might send in by post or any other way. It was now 8:30 in the evening, and there was no bread yet in any one of the 3 houses for tomorrow. A few moments after, Brother Chapman arrived, and he had not been more than about 5 minutes in my house when he gave me 1/2 sovereign, which he brought for the orphans. I soon found an opportunity to leave the room for a little, and gave the 10 shillings to the brother whom I had brought with me from the orphan houses, who was waiting in another room, and thus between 9 and 10 o'clock, sufficient bread could be bought. Observe, for the trial of our faith, the Lord had allowed us to be kept waiting so long. When, however, Brother Chapman had arrived, having money for the orphans, he could not delay giving it at once, a matter most worthy of notice. This has been a week full of trials of faith, but also full of deliverances. February 25th. Greater than now, our need had never been. Our trials of faith have never been so sharp as during this week. Indeed, so much so that most of the laborers felt today considerably tried. Yet not even this day has the Lord suffered us to be confounded. Through a remarkable circumstance, one of the laborers obtained some money this morning so that all the need of today could be amply met. In the afternoon, a physician of the city kindly sent £1 for the orphans, which was a sweet proof to us when we met for prayer that our kind Father had not forgotten us. Also, on my way to the prayer meeting at the orphan houses, I received 9 shillings. February 26. My prayer this morning was, in particular, that the Lord would be pleased now to look in pity upon us and take off His hand. Indeed, for several days my prayer has been that He would enable us to continue to trust in Him and not lay more upon us than He would enable us to bear. This is now again Saturday. There having been given yesterday a rich supply to the matrons, I knew that not so much as usual would be required this Saturday. Still, I thought that £1.10 would be needful. Between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning, a parcel came from Clapham, containing £2.02, with various articles of clothing. Thus, we were richly supplied for today, for only £1.10 was needed. There was, moreover, half a sovereign put into the box at my house this day for a little boy, and 2 shillings 6 dimes came in by sale of articles. Thus, we were brought to the close of a week, in which, more than at any previous time, the Lord has been pleased to try our faith. To Him, most manifestly, we owe it that our faith has not failed completely. March 5th, Saturday. It was not a small deliverance that the Lord sent this morning, between 10 and 11 o'clock, £2.10 from Edinburgh, when there were no means in hand to meet this day's necessity. Not even the means to procure a dinner, as only 4 shillings had come in yesterday evening. About 8 o'clock, a gentleman called on me. He said, "I come at a late hour, but I trust not the least acceptable on that account. I bring you a little money for the orphans," and then he gave me 2 sovereigns. When I requested him to give me his name, he told me that if the giving of his name would be of any benefit, he would do so. But, as it would not, I might simply put down in the report, "sent," for he was sure that the Lord had sent him. I believe it. For the help came most seasonably, and in answer to prayer. There was likewise taken out of the box in my house half a sovereign. March 9th, at the time of the greatest need, both with regard to the day schools and the orphans, so much so that we could not have gone on any longer without help, I received this day £10 from a brother who lives near Dublin. The money was divided between the day schools and the orphan houses. The following little circumstances is to be noticed respecting this donation. As our need was so great, and my soul was, through grace, truly waiting upon the Lord, I looked out for supplies in the course of the morning. The post, however, was in, and no supplies had come. This did not in the least discourage me. I said to myself, "The Lord can send means without the post, or even now, though the post is in. By this very delivery of letters, He may have sent means, though the money is not yet in my hands." It was not long after I had thus spoken to myself when, according to my hope in God, we were helped. For the brother who sent us the £10 had this time directed his letter to the boys' orphan house, where it was sent to me. Worth being poor. March 17th. This morning our poverty had become exceedingly great. I left my house a few minutes after 7 to go to the orphan house to see whether there was money enough to take in milk, which is brought about 8 o'clock. On my way, it was especially my request that the Lord would be pleased to pity us, even as a father pitieth his children, and that He would not lay more upon us than He would enable us to bear. I especially entreated Him that He would now be pleased to refresh our hearts by sending us help. I likewise reminded Him of the consequences that would result, both in reference to believers and unbelievers, if we should have to give up the work because of want of means, and that He, therefore, would not permit its coming to naught. I moreover again confessed before the Lord that I deserved not that He should continue to use me in this work any longer. While I was thus in prayer, about 2 minutes' walk from the orphan house, I met a brother who was going at this early hour to his business. After having exchanged a few words with him, I went on. but he presently ran after me and gave me 1 pound for the orphans. Thus the Lord speedily answered my prayer. Truly, it is worth being poor and greatly tried in faith for the sake of having day by day such precious proofs of the loving interest which our kind Father takes in everything that concerns us. And how should our Father do otherwise? He who has given us the greatest possible proof of his love, which he could have done in giving us his only Son, surely he will with him also freely give us all things. It is worth also being poor and greatly tried in faith, if but thereby the hearts of the children of God may be comforted and their faith strengthened. And if but those who do not know God and who may read or hear of his dealings with us should be led thereby to see that faith in God is more than a mere notion and that there is indeed reality in Christianity. March 30th, from the 25th up to this day, we were poor, with reference to the orphans, but the Lord helped us. This morning a brother from Devonshire came to stay for a few days with me. He gave me 2 sovereigns for the orphans and told me the following facts in connection with them. Last year, he portioned out a piece of ground for the benefit of the orphans. Having done so, all the members of the family was gathered together, and he asked with them the Lord's blessing upon the crop that was to be planted. This prayer was often repeated afterwards, while the crop was known to belong to the orphans, and the ground yielded a good crop. The potatoes were to have been sent, but it was considered better to sell them for the benefit of the orphans, and now this brother brought the produce. These 2 sovereigns came in most seasonably, as they were only just in time to supply the dinner and other necessities for this day. For when I came with the brother from the railway station to my house, I found an orphan boy waiting for money, and I had nothing in my hand. This evening I received still further from a sister, 1 pound, 1 shilling, 5½ dimes. This morning we had not 1 single halfpenny left for our own necessities, when 2 brethren arrived to stay with us for some days, the one from Somersetshire and the other from north of Devon. The brother from the north of Devon brought 12 shillings for my own use from Barnstaple, and also gave 1 pound to my dear wife this afternoon for our own need. Thus we were again supplied. My mind has been quite in peace on account of our need, and the only inconveniency that we had in this case was that our dinner was about 30 minutes later than usual. Such a thing, as far as I remember, scarcely ever occurred before, and has never occurred since. But suppose it had, it is well, in some little measure, to know from one's own experience the meaning of the word, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Philippians 4:12. April 9th, Saturday. We needed more money than there was in hand, especially as it was Saturday. But the Lord was pleased particularly to try our faith. In the course of the morning there came from some sisters in Dublin 18 yards of calico, 34 yards of print, 43 balls of cotton, and a pair of worn ladies' boots. This donation came most seasonably, as we had been mentioning repeatedly the need of calico and print in our prayers, and the sewing cotton and the pair of boots came at once into use. Moreover, this donation was a sweet encouragement to me to continue waiting upon the Lord. Evening was now approaching, and no money had yet come in for provisions, etc., which would be needed on the Lord's day. About 6 o'clock, I gave myself once more to prayer with my wife and requested the Lord in my prayer that if the sister who in love to him has taken upon her the service of disposing the articles which are given for sale had any money in hand, he would be pleased to incline her heart to bring her some of the money this evening. After this I sat down peaceably to read the scriptures, being assured that this time also the Lord would stretch out his hand on our behalf. About 7 o'clock, the sister to whom reference has just now been made came and brought 1 pound 10 sterling 4 dimes for the articles which she had sold, stating that though she was unwell, yet she felt herself constrained not to delay bringing this money. Thus, we had all that was needed, and 6 shillings more. When I arrived, the money at the infant's orphan's house, about 8 o'clock, I found my fellow laborers in prayer, and while we still continued in prayer, a sister sent a large basket of stale bread, being 5 brown loaves, 7 bread cakes, and 5 French loaves. April 12th, we were never in greater need than today, perhaps never in so much, when I received this morning 100 pounds from the East Indies. It is impossible to describe the real joy in God it gave me. My prayer had been again this morning, particularly that our Father would pity us, and now at last send larger sums. It was not in the least surprised or excited when this donation came, for I took it as that which came in answer to prayer and had been longed looked for. As it was left to me to use the money as might be most needed, I took 1/2 of it for the orphan fund and the other half for the other funds. We have thus also an answer to our prayers for oatmeal, new shoes, and for means to enable us to have the old shoes mended, means for replenishing somewhat our stores, money for some articles of clothing for the children, and also a little money for the sisters who labor in the orphan houses. How precious to look to our Lord! I was always sure He would at last send larger sums. Therefore, had my heart been kept in peace, though my faith had never been more tried than during the last months. May 6th, only 3 pounds, 10 sterling, 2.5 dimes have been received since the 2nd, on which account there would have been only enough means in hand to provide for the breakfast tomorrow morning. When in this our fresh need, 80 pounds was sent by the same brother who has been spoken of under June 4th, 1841. Also 6 pounds from the great Malvern, that's M-A-L-V-E-R-N. The half of this 80 pounds was put into the orphan fund, and the other half to the other funds. The donation from the great Malvern was put to the fund for the other objects. Leaving off on May 10th, 1842, page 172.